When I started birding, the first bird I saw was a black-capped chickadee. It took scrutinizing two field guides and listening to a bird recording for me to be 100% certain that it was a black-capped rather than the more southern Carolina chickadee. The two species look very similar, though the edgings on the black-capped's wing feathers are much whiter, so now I don't have a hard time telling them apart, at least not in the center of each of their ranges. It's a different story down in St. Louis, Missouri, where I birded on my way to Arkansas. St. Louis is within what's called the hybrid zone, and many chickadees there have intermediate degrees of white. In the centers of their ranges, the two chickadees have very different voices, too. The chickadee-dee-dee calls of the Carolina chickadees are much more rapid, and instead of the simple "Hey, sweetie" song our black-caps sing, the Carolina sings, "I got you, babe." Equally romantic, but different nonetheless. In St. Louis, the birds respond to both songs and make a jumble of different songs that seem to be variations of both. But whether in the north or the south or right in between, chickadee flocks are where it's at as far as a lot of little birds are concerned. Chickadees are very sociable, though with limits. Each bird needs its own personal space, sleeping in its own quarters and taking food from community feeders to feed on its own private branches. As long as other birds respect these simple rules, chickadees welcome all species into the fold. Woodpeckers, nuthatches, creepers, kinglets, vireos, and warblers. These loose, mixed flocks move about the forests together. One minute you might be disappointed with the dearth of birds, and the next delighted by the numbers and diversity. Up north, we notice the many species hanging out with chickadees mainly during spring and fall migration, when birds just passing through an area join chickadees to learn where predators are lurking and where the best feeding spots are. In January in Duluth, chickadee flocks seldom have more than one or two other birds hanging out with them, a nuthatch or two, or maybe a downy woodpecker. Down in Arkansas, the flocks are teeming with birds. Tufted titmice, both species of kinglets, yellow-rumped warblers, brown creepers, and the moment a flock enters hearing range, the woods suddenly feel wild alive. I camped for two nights at Buck Lake in the north unit of White River National Wildlife Refuge in Arkansas, and one, or more likely two, of these mixed flocks visited our campsite several times a day. One orange-crowned warbler seemed to be part of one flock. Half the time it wasn't anywhere to be seen or heard when the chickadees were about, and the other half of the time it was quite conspicuous, so I'm presuming there were actually two different flocks. I have a Palm Pilot that has lots of bird recordings on it, and one morning I played a Carolina chickadee song when the flock was near. Instantly, a female started fluttering her wings in a soliciting way, and in response, just as instantly, her mate rushed to her side and started singing. Chickadees are fairly monogamous, some mated pairs staying together several years or even a lifetime, but females are a bit like the human groupies in the 60s who followed rock bands. There may be even female counterparts to Lou Christie singing "Lightning Striking Again," only for female chickadees the lyrics would be, "If he sings a pretty line and he wants to make time, I can't stop myself." So blood tests on baby chickadee broods often indicate multiple paternity. Males don't seem to mind raising all the babies, no matter who was the fathers, but based on the chickadees I saw, they do seem to do their best to distract females from focusing attention on those rock singers in the first place. There's something so endearing about chickadees, northern or southern, that makes me happy just to be in their presence. And Arkansas people are a lot like their chickadees, welcoming, friendly, and helpful. Production of these For the Birds programs from my Arkansas adventure are supported by binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.